Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Welcome to July. Today is July 1st. A few things happening this month. The biggie for shoppers, Amazon Prime Day is next week, but it's 4 days this time, running July 8th through the 11th. So if you want to do a little Christmas shopping early, now's your time to do it. What else is coming out? Jurassic World Rebirth in the movie theaters. Superman reboot is landing on the 11th. I'm going to take my dad to that. I'm super excited for that one. And then the reboot of I Know What You Did Last Summer opens up the 18th.
Mm.
I'm excited for that one, too. Mostly because Jennifer Love Hewitt's in it.
Yeah. They really can't think of anything new, though, can they?
Remake
every
one of those was a remake. Superman, Jurassic World, and I Know What You Did.
And Happy Gilmore 2 is coming out.
Oh, my God.
Here's another one.
All the big holidays, 4th of July. We've also got National Bikini Day this Saturday.
Ooh.
Katie, if you want to rock your bikini.
Or you guys.
Or me. Why not?
Why not?
I'm a one-piece guy.
National Fried Chicken Day is on Saturday as well, Katie Cat. So you can wear a bikini and eat yourself some fried chicken.
I'm making a new TikTok.
There you go.
Yeah. Get you some likes and follows.
Eat fried chicken in a bikini. You know that's going to get some love.
So greasy. So shiny. Mm, sexy.
I can use the grease as tanning oil.
Why not?
Oh my gosh.
Dogs everywhere will be chasing you around the pool, trying to lick your knees. Speaking of food, a writer for CNET thinks you should skip the grill this holiday season and make your hot dogs in an air fryer instead. He's claiming it's the best way to cook him, and I would probably agree. Everything is better in the air fryer.
It's good.
Everything.
I like the char on the grill.
You like a little char?
Especially hot dogs on a charcoal
I want the
grill.
Burnt ones, too, like the black
me
ones.
Me too.
Oh, my gosh.
Me too. That extra
the more
crisp.
Charred, the better.
You can get char in the air fryer. Just leave it in there a couple minutes longer.
Yeah, but it's not the same. It's not the same as the actual meat on coals type of situation,
yeah.
Right?
And I feel like the air fryer, there's a lot more sogginess in the middle, usually.
No, no.
Yeah.
This is crazy talk.
Oh, absolutely.
Crazy.
What are you talking about?
You cook a steak in the air fryer to perfection.
Sogginess in the middle.
I thought you were a big air fryer proponent.
I am,
but I think when it comes to air fryer
grill.
Or grill, I will do the grill all
day. The grill.
What was the thing you just put in there that you were raving about the other day? Darn it, what was it? You said something.
I put a lot of things in that air fryer.
Yeah, we got to talk about this. This is a game changer in the world of snacks. Rice Krispie treats.
Yes!
You put the Rice Krispie treat in the air fryer.
And it was like popped, like almost like a corn pop type of situation, but melty, and oh my gosh, it was so good.
Did you put any sort of drizzle on that? I put a little chocolate drizzle on it.
But the reason I did it is because they were talking about making s'mores inside, and they were talking about using the Rice Krispie treats instead of graham cracker.
Sure.
Yum. I didn't go that far, but that was kind of the
Sounds
whole
tasty.
Premise of it. I thought it sounded
yeah,
delicious.
Pretty good.
Especially someone like me, I'm not allowed to have a grill in my apartment.
And you're not a big health addict
exactly.
either.
Exactly.
So. my son has a birthday here in a week or so, and his grandparents out of state sent him a box of Rice Krispie treats yesterday in the mail, like a big box.
Dude, good call.
And I was like, this is great for a kid that has braces. This is perfect.
Oh,
this is
shoot.
The perfect gift of the summer right here.
Yeah.
I was like, why are they doing that? I was like, you're not going to eat all those.
Is there a reason?
You got to divvy them out. No.
Oh.
Pure laziness.
Krispie treats are good.
Mostly just pure laziness on their part.
Picked them up at the checkout line.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So you just spoke of the s'more. According to data from Instacart, this week is peak s'mores season. The week of the 4th is when they see the biggest spike in orders of graham crackers and marshmallows together.
Makes sense.
I don't like s'mores.
No?
I really don't.
Oh,
they're too sweet. They're too gooey. Like, whenever we went to, we used to go camping, and Nicole's like, let's do s'mores on the fire. I was like, oh, no. Because inevitably, the kids would get wicked sticky. All the camp chairs would have marshmallows all over them.
Plus, the chocolate doesn't usually melt
and
to the way you
gross.
Want it to.
They're just
it's
a pain
too
in
sugary.
The arse. They're just a pain to make.
Well, and it's funny because, like, I have seen so many recipes for variations of s'mores. Like, you can get any kind of cookie, right? Like,
sure.
The one I saw was Girl Scouts Thin Mints. To save your Thin Mints for the 4th of July and put a marshmallow in between that. And I heard that that's like to die for. Also, the Samoa's kind of the same thing, where you can use those.
I'm curious about the Samoa.
In place of the graham cracker.
I'm curious.
But something I think you two would like, if you're not in it for the sweet s'mores, we've talked about this before, savory s'mores. And that's just like mozzarella on your campfire stick, and then you put salami
and
crackers. So it's like a charcuterie board, but warmed up.
I could do
and
that.
And so you can do a savory s'more.
It sounds like
situation.
A lot of work. Sounds like a messy situation when you're camping.
It's just a different way to do it, because you're right. Not everybody likes s'mores. So now you can have different options people who don't enjoy
Look
the marshmallow and graham cracker combo.
All right. Hey. I'll try that instead.
Okay. Good.
Good.
I'm glad.
Good job, Katie. Okay. And I'll make it in my air fryer.
And yeah, my mom used to actually, because of the little kids, she didn't want them standing so close to the fire, whatnot. She would make s'more packets. So all of the ingredients for a s'more in a tinfoil packet that you put on the fire, and then you just get to eat it with a fork. And it's a lot safer for the little kids who, don't need a stick next to the fire.
Right.
So, yeah, there's just some different
Except
ways
Except all
you
that aluminum poisoning,
it.
But that's fine.
No,
it's all good.
Come on. You eat. That's how you make, like,
No. Actually, I was just reading a thing about how horrible aluminum foil is to cook with. And people that wrap their food in it, throw it on the grill, and all the chemicals that seep out of the aluminum.
What are you supposed to use it for?
I don't know, Katie. To make tinfoil hats to keep the aliens away. That's the only thing it's good for.
Much better purpose.
The only thing.
Much better.
Speaking of keeping the weirdos away, tell me about this guy that you were going off about during the break.
Ugh. Okay, so this guy, we're going to call him D Money.
D Money?
We were talking for like 4 days, right?
All right.
And again, when I say talking for 4 days, I mean exchanging messages on this dating app, and I can go a day and a half without messaging somebody. Like, it's not a constant situation where you're messaging back and forth, right? It is, hi, do you like hiking? Why, yes, I do. Go Nuggets? Oh my gosh, go Nuggets. Do you want to hang out? Like,
that is
the
most
extent.
Katie conversation.
That is the extent of the conversation. So, Doug, I'm sorry.
Oh,
wow, there
no.
we go.
Oh, no.
His name's Doug.
Oh.
All right,
okay.
There we go.
D-Money.
Okay. D-Money Doug. D Money Doug.
Go backwards.
Oh, Doug.
Okay, so he.
Next time, pick a completely different letter so you don't need to.
I know.
That
gosh,
is
so I'm
funny.
So bad at that. I'm
so
bad.
Tell us about Doug.
Okay. So, we are at the point in the conversation where it's like, do you want to hang out? And I'm like, totally, let's hang out. We agreed on a day, we agreed on a time that we're going to hang out. We just need to figure out the place. And I'm like, okay, near me, there's a really good taco spot and a really good Chinese restaurant. I'm going to let you pick, right?
That's very
and
nice.
So
of you.
I made a decision, but not a complete one.
Yep. You narrowed it down, now you choose.
Yeah, between this and this. And then he hit me back with, hey, just give me your number or something like that. Like, what's your number? I'm going to text you. And I hit him back. I was like, I don't like giving my number to people that I haven't met yet. I'm okay with keeping it on the app until then. Remember, we're supposed to meet tonight. Like, that was the plan, is for us to meet tonight. He hits me back with, that's not going to work for me. Best of luck. And I'm just like perplexed by it, because the reason I don't give people my phone number before I meet them is for safety reasons. Like, you can find out a lot about somebody just by Googling their phone number, right?
Like, absolutely.
And so I just like throws me off a little that was the deciding factor for him to not want to talk to me anymore. And I also want to point out, like, I was kind of lowering my standards a little, right? Like, this,
really?
Absolutely. This guy
had a
picture
of him right now.
I think I might actually. He had a really cute face, but okay, he was kind of out of shape. Like,
frumpy
you
dumpling.
Can tell he like maybe sits on the couch and drinks a 6-pack of beer or something a night, or a couple nights a week.
You know.
But you could tell like his middle had a little spare tire around.
All right,
it.
But I was a little
like,
frumpy
got
dumpling.
And whatever, like, you know, like, I'm not gonna make that the deciding factor for me.
Might be a great guy.
Exactly.
He might like to lay your head down on his little tummy.
Yes, I know. Who knows? Maybe I want to rub his tummy. Oh,
yeah.
You know, like, you never know.
You never know.
And so, yeah, but his response to me, and so then I just quickly hit back with, it's for safety reasons, but okay, bye. Okay, bye.
So funny.
That's
what
I said.
That is a weird thing to just immediately cut it off.
And he didn't even respond. He unmatched us after he read my message, because I was going to unmatch us, but that meant he couldn't read my message.
But
and I want him to read. Okay, bye.
Do you use a fake name on your dating stuff?
I just say K. I just say the letter K. So I don't even say my
first
name or anything.
Because I feel like it's like, if he wants to find out information about you and look at pictures and stuff, it I guess he can do a little bit of it through
you
the dating app.
You could do a reverse Google image search, and you could probably find out a lot just from my image. But a lot of people don't even know how to do that. Like, that's the thing. Is like,
thanks for giving everyone the
apps,
idea.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
well, no, but these dating apps, like, you have to put your picture up. Like, if somebody doesn't have a picture of themselves on the dating app, there's
instant
no way.
Instant skip.
Because it screams fakeness. So there's no way around it, but... It's rough out there because this is the kind of stuff you come upon all the time.
Like, yeah, I don't
I'm
like
still
that.
Confused. I'm like,
that is probably straight up just to learn all about you.
Well, and then Josh said, though, like we were talking off the air, and he said he'd probably give his number to someone after three dates.
I'd probably.
After 3 days?
Well, no, after three
days
of talking.
Oh, 3 days.
For me personally, like when I had those apps, I don't have notifications on my phone. None of them turn on unless, like, you can turn some specific ones on for, like, family members and stuff, but, like, nothing notifies me. I don't like that. And so if I'm finding someone that I'm interested in and I, you know, the conversation's going well and then all of a sudden, like, you get busy in life and you don't talk to them for like a day and a half because I could go day two, three, 4 days without checking that again, then I'd be like, oh, well, that's a total conversation stopper. They automatically think I'm not interested. So then I'd be like, if I'm talking for a few days and I am interested in this person, I would totally ask for the number. I would not respond the way he did. If someone says no, I go, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because if I'm actually interested in that person, I want to keep talking to them, whether it's on the app or on a text message. But I don't think there's anything wrong with asking for a number. I mean, I kind of disagreed with you there a little bit. Just meaning, like, if I'm interested, I want to get to know you. And my text message will notify me when I'm talking to you. So... maybe difference in just being a guy versus a girl.
Yeah. Or generational as
it
well. Because
could be as
and
well.
Occupation,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
you
got
to be careful with your job. And
Zoe about this, and she had mentioned that giving someone your Instagram is more intimate for her than giving them her phone number. Now, Zoe's had the same boyfriend for like 5 years now, so she's never had to deal with a dating app situation. But still, like she said, that she'd be more apt to give somebody her phone number for texting versus let them follow her
see,
on
I
social
think,
media.
I could see that because then you can start scrolling and see 10 years of their life and do some really deep digging. Yeah.
But
with
I think
the IG.
That's what you should be giving out. Maybe it's just our job thing because I've had you know instances where I have you know met people that I've been interested in or anything like that, and then they give my number and or I they want my number, and I'm like, I'd almost rather give them the Instagram because then they can get to know a little bit of a background of you, but they don't blow up your phone or anything like that. Because that's like once you give someone your number, like unless you block them, they have access to you.
Yes,
we're like Instagram again. I can turn off my notifications and not have anybody, you know, notify me when they're talking to me. I think the number's a little bit more intimate.
Yeah.
Because they could call you then.
Yeah. And not only that, but even if you block them, like they can use another number to track you down, you know? Like, I feel like once you give them access to that, there's not a whole lot you can do as far as stopping them from contacting you. So,
this is intense stuff.
Yeah, I know. But this is the kind of stuff where
it's
really good to be
you.
So good. This is the kind of
although there are times I want to block my wife.
I don't ever do that. You
can I block her number? Can you show me how to do that?
I'm very grateful that you have Knick Knack. Like,
yeah.
Count
I'm
going to
block her from Instagram,
right
too. No. Oh, sick of her liking everything.